The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord.
The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'"
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As you know, as I'm sure your fellow students from House Luke will be reminding you, this is a great and glorious feast day today. We celebrate the feast of St. Luke. He was an evangelist. He wrote the gospel. He wrote one of the four gospels. And he also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. It's profound in his writing, prolific. And as I was reading through the gospel this morning, I was almost brought to tears because I saw something very special. I saw that Luke himself and his own biographical details, the details of his life, are actually found in the gospel. And there were two very powerful ways that I found Luke's biographical details of Luke's life, in this gospel text. And I think it's so important to see it that I'm not going to tell you what it is. So you have to do the investigative work yourself. And I want to hear the report of how you think that Luke's own life can be found in this gospel passage. Okay, now the teachers are sweating, right? Because there's good work to be done here, okay? I'm not going to do that work. I'm going to do a little different work. What's clear in the gospel is that Jesus is sending his followers out on mission. And that's really important for us because we're Jesus' followers. We love Jesus and we trust him and we follow him. And what happens, right? Jesus sends his apostles out with the good news of his kingship. Jesus sends his apostles out with the good news that he has liberated them, he has liberated his followers from sin and death, and he's made them capable to love his wounded world. He's sent them out with the power of his love at work in them. So remember when I said God wants to love the world. We know that. God wants to love the world through you. That's our charge. God wants to love the world through you. And Jesus sends his apostles out with that mission today. He sends us out with that mission today. And here's the good news, right? Jesus says a lot about what they are not to take with them. Because when God is loving the world through us, it's not our strength that matters. It's his love. And it's our trusting him and our depending on him, our depending on Jesus, our depending on God to do what he wants to do in us and through us. So guess what? He gives us everything we need to complete our mission. Our mission is to be God's love for the world. And okay, our mission is to be God's love for the person that you're sitting next to right now. Our mission is to be God's love for every single person you encounter today. Every single person you encounter today, God made you to love that person. And that seems like a really difficult task. But then we realize, as we see in the gospel, Jesus gives us everything we need in order to do it. We just have to trust and follow him.